This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in Irony, Thy Name is Brexit, this item. The British government published its latest immigration figures today, covering the 12 months since June 2016, which was, of course, when Brits voted to leave the European Union. That was a vote shaped in no small part by immigration and the desire by yes voters, a lot of them anyway, to let fewer people into that country. Well, here you go. Today's numbers show the sharpest drop in net inward migration since London started keeping track more than 50 years ago. And that plays into the British labor pool, economic growth, a whole bunch of other stuff, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
The UK's population growth through immigration fell by almost a third in the year following the Brexit referendum. That's a net figure of 106,000 fewer immigrants arriving to settle in Britain than the year before. Immigration Minister Brandon Lewis proudly declared the government was delivering on a key election pledge.
It shows that we are doing the work to deliver on that journey to reduce net migration, which we outlined was our long-term ambition and something we outlined in our manifesto.
The bulk of the fall in immigration was due to citizens from other EU countries staying away. And that's worrying some businesses, like the hotel trade, which often struggle to recruit British nationals. Hotel manager Sally Beck is fretting about possible damage to her industry.
The open borders policy that we've always had has been critical to us. We need 200,000 EU nationals a year just to stand still.
She's worried the Brexit vote may have made EU nationals feel unwelcome in Britain, but Sarah Crofts of the Office of National Statistics says we need to take a closer look at the figures.
We're seeing very similar numbers coming in who are arriving for a definite job. We've seen no change there between the figures, but where we have seen a change is a fall of 43% in those coming to look for work.
The government says that shows British business can still attract the talent it needs, and it points out the number of EU nationals applying for UK citizenship over the past year has almost doubled. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.